All right, welcome to the 39th episode of the second season of Charlie and Me. I don't recall at what episode it'll be season 3.
But if we do what we did last time, it'd just be after 52.
Yeah, but we've changed frequencies.
We're on our 10 year. I think we're on our 3rd year.
No, I don't think so yet.
It was post Super Bowl. Yeah,
it's post Super Bowl for sure. So post Valentine's Day too.
Your Cayman trip.
Pretty much.
Is because you. That's when. Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, if you are not our friends and family, I have no idea why you're listening, but I think we actually kind of have a fun one lined up for you. If you are our friends and family, stay tuned. We're a week belated. Basically, we skipped a week due to many reasons that we'll dive into here in a second. But otherwise, we're back, we're ready, and man, it's going to be a fun one. Charlie.
Grant.
Before we go too far, we want to say a quick line. Really sad it happened with Kobe, but we want to keep it light, and we're gonna have some fun today. But very sad we heard.
I'm struggling to think where we left off. What was going on in our lives last time we did this?
I was thinking about the same thing. It's been like, last episode was the New Year's episode.
Dang.
Yeah. So. A little about a month since we last recorded. Life comes at you fast.
That Vegas flu, man.
Life comes at you fast, so
I don't even remember.
Dive in, Charlie. What do we got? What have we missed over the last month of our lives?
Weed's legal.
Weed is legal.
Illinois, what, made like $3 million the first day alone?
Something like that. Made a lot of money. Weed. Yeah. Cool. Boom. Weed. My entire to highlight that there is a new air freshener in my apartment complex, and it smells a lot like weed. I don't know. My apartment somehow got left out of the mix, but all the other ones in the hallway seem to be radiating a very piney scent, if you will.
I was saying, even before this, fucking up your floor.
Yeah, I mean, they didn't have to legalize weed for that to be the fragrance, but. But boy, oh boy, has it caught on.
Yeah. The obvious big token thing, I'm sure we're going to talk about it for most of the episode, was just our recent trip last week. 2 weeks ago? It was like a week and a half ago?
2 weeks ago. It seems like it was a lot shorter.
Vegas, baby.
Vegas. Vegas, baby.
Grant, do you know where you are? Vegas, baby.
Vegas, baby. Did I say that?
That's Vegas, baby.
Oh man, that's classic. Why don't we dive into we'll dive into those stories after our interview because yeah. we don't want to take anything away from our guests.
Without taking anything, we had a hell of a trip. We hit the Hoover Dam as well as Vegas. Saw the new Raiders Stadium from the outside. It looks sick. It looks Death Starly, so that's cool.
Death Starly for sure.
Yeah, it was a hell of a trip. We left in better shape than we left last time. That is for sure.
Yeah, physically, emotionally, monetarily.
Yeah, I think the big step of it was just not leaving at 5 a.m.
Yeah, not leaving at 5 a.m. really changes your day. Like, when you can get a full night's sleep, have the maid knock on your door saying, hey, you guys ready to check out?
And you'd be like, you get like 30 minutes. Like, oh, yeah, we're good.
Yeah, we're good. I'm gonna take my time here.
For perfection, yeah. We were in no hurry. We weren't scoping out trash cans in the security line this time.
I wasn't getting ready to flip my backpack around to have a knapsack to puke in. It was honestly life-changing, life-altering. That being said, I still don't feel like I need to go back for another couple of years.
And I've never been more steadfast in my 30 to 36-hour rule.
We were there for too long.
We were there for too long. I think everyone will admit it.
Every single one. Our interview E's today, they were with us. You'll hear them.
The whole way.
The whole way. We took a... I posted on our Instagram, said we took a detour to CVS and we ended up on the Vegas Strip. Not far off.
Just a quick hop plane ride and like, oh damn, I missed my exit.
Whoops. But yeah, no. Vegas was a hell of a time, but I will say, the day we were flying back, I started to feel a tickle in my throat. it was all downhill from there. And you, like, we flew back on a Saturday. So I got back. I didn't do anything. Didn't go out on Saturday because you just got back from Vegas. You just had an entire week of going out, basically.
I was about to say, we had the going out taken care of.
And so I sat on my couch, started to, like, I don't know, started to feel a little weird. Woke up in the morning, felt like absolute dog shit. And I was like, all right, well, maybe, you know, I just really wore myself down. You know, it's Sunday. I'll just relax all day. Relaxed all day. Got some pizza. Ate some pizza. Started to just get the sweats. Absolute, like, cold sweats. Big fever. Living the dream. Sitting on my couch. I have a 7:30 meeting with the president of our company.
Can't miss it.
You know, I can't be that guy that goes to Vegas and then, you know, misses the next morning, the next Monday's meeting after I've been home all weekend. So show up to work.
Getting home Saturday. That was
smart move. Very smart move by us. But get home and or then end up going to work that Monday. They cancel the meeting to the next Tuesday. Tuesday's when I get really sick. Absolute hot. I mean, cold sweats. Everywhere, fever everywhere, chugging Dayquil just to, like, get through the day. But we did it by Thursday of that week. I was back. I was alive, I guess. Not really all the way back, but
it took me to, like, Thursday afternoon, Friday. I was, yeah, it took it from me.
It was absolute sickness. But
you're just sick as well.
My office?
Yeah.
Everyone's sick. I swear to God, the virus is going around.
Yeah. I mean, is it the corona?
Oh, that's a good little segue.
Too soon. Damn it.
It was a little soon, but I think we're just going to hop into it, and we can update more on the back end of
us. We'll circle on the back end. I like this.
But great. Podium of...
Hit us with it.
Like, viruses and illnesses, like big old scares that we had. Whether you were alive or historically.
Yeah.
Boom. I'm going to let you take the first one.
I was going to say you can have it, but I'll take it. The first one, swine flu.
Oh, that's a good one.
We were in high school, and so I just remember people going up and down, like, the surgical masks on, like, swine flu 2013 or whatever, 13 or 2014. It seemed like everyone was almost having fun with it, except for I'm pretty sure I got it.
pretty sure I had it.
Because it was during districts cross-country. Well, I was rocking an ice fever, but I wanted to race. It's the last race of the year, so I wanted to race. But yeah, I'm pretty sure I had it.
Nice. I did these all from memory, so I don't, like, I just remembered, like, actually I've been reading about the coronavirus a lot, which I'm not gonna take the coronavirus, but I guess it's still fair play. I'm gonna go Black Plague. Classic.
Yes, that was good.
Classic Black Plague.
Gotta be on the list.
You gotta start, like, that's the first one.
The bubonic plague.
It's sort of Black Plague. People are cutting open boils. Oh, dude, some of, like, the artist. The artwork from that stuff is just absolutely disgusting.
It's dark, dude.
It's absolutely dark. Black Plague, though. That's where it all started. It's
a headliner for anyone's list of...
Fucking rats.
...of viruses. Turns out it might be mosquitoes with that.
Well, that's even more upsetting.
Because those... Yeah.
Yeah, because those are still pretty prevalent. And so are rats, I guess.
That's where I was going, and I was like, well, it is the year of the rat. Happy Chinese New Year. Year of the
rat. Year of the rat, Black Plague, coronavirus is back. Boom.
Mosquitoes. All right, my second one, mainly because it's a sick name to me, I don't know. Whooping cough.
Whooping cough. Whooping cough.
2010, 2014, dude, two kind of instances.
It's deadly.
I'm really focused in California. I think my cousin almost, like, had a scare of having it.
Yeah.
When she was born. I might have made that up. I remember hearing about it, whooping cough, in California. And that's just, it was just kind of a fun name. It didn't, yeah. I didn't get that one, guys. Don't worry. It's not like swine flu.
I'm going to go with SARS, which is severe acute respiratory syndrome. A contagious and sometimes fatal respiratory illness it's also caused by the coronavirus, but in 2002 it was in China, and it spread worldwide within, like, a few months, and it was, like, It like ripped apart the Chinese economy. It was a really big deal.
I think SARS, and I think like the old Russian rulers, the Tsars.
No, S A R S.
Yeah, but
SARS. So SARS. I think SARS, and I didn't realize it had a link to the coronavirus, but now we know.
That's good to learn. I can't believe this one's left. My last one is Ebola.
Oh, how did I forget Ebola?
Can't believe that one's on the table.
I did these all from memory, I'm just telling you.
That SARS really sounded like memory.
No, yeah, because I was reading about it. But no, I had to look it up. I had to look up what it was. But it was from memory because I was reading about it earlier in the week.
No, you're good. Ebola. We were sophomores, freshmen in college.
Dude, that was huge.
It was like everyone was just freaking out. I mean, partially. Like, I don't know. I didn't feel threatened in the Midwest.
No.
But like it was, yeah, the Ebola was coming to get you.
It was like straight up, like you get like the flu, and then you basically just get dysentery and like dehydrate and die.
Blood everywhere and die.
Yeah. What the fuck?
Ebola.
Yeah, Ebola was probably. I mean, I've still seen like some like crime shows and stuff where they try to like manipulate Ebola, where they use it as like a chemical warfare type idea.
Mass weapon of mass destruction, yeah. Like chemical war. Yeah,
that's
freaky,
and it's so scary.
The reason why that kind of stuff is like outlawed in the Geneva Convention.
I think it was like an episode of NCIS or something. I saw them like do something.
SEAL team had a similar one where they had a medical strand that they had to go get back to some evil dictator, stole it all and stuff like that, and weaponized it.
That's so fucked up. Of all the things, that would be such a fucked up way to die. Just get Ebola.
Ebola shot into Chicago, and it's just here.
Moving on. My last one. Bird flu. You had swine flu, but I gotta go with the bird flu. That was a pretty big deal.
Yeah, I remember that was before high school, wasn't it?
Yeah, I'm gonna look it up real quick, but I just remember like thinking like, oh, what if you hit this? H5N1 is bird flu. It's extremely rare, is what they tell me.
H1N1, that was swine
flu. That's swine flu.
Yeah. That just came to me after you said that.
It's primarily infects birds, but can also infect humans.
Well, so that's like whether those birds touch or eat or whatever, then like.
I'm just thinking, like, think of how many times you, like, are going for a run or you're outside and you see, like, a dead bird.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Like, people don't touch it because bird flu.
I know. Mm-hmm. I know, but I'm just saying, like, I feel like I saw dead birds a lot, and ever since then, ever since the bird flu, I've been, like, scared to even get near a dead bird.
Just run away!
Yeah, I don't even want to, like, clean it up with my shovel because I'm afraid my snow will get H5N1.
Your snow will get bird flu. I eat the snow.
Yeah. Yeah. Bird flu. Definitely wraps it up.
Honorable mention, whatever's Zika.
Oh, Zika's a good one. That still, like, pops up every now and then,
too. It's still, like, on the, like, I see it at the airports, I feel like. I think the Des Moines airport has a sign about it.
Like, so. pregnant women and, like, elderly folk or something?
Yeah. So, Zika was on my list, but whooping cough. I had to throw whooping cough in there.
Whooping cough. I like whooping cough. That's a good ad. Although, I don't really like any of these, but
yeah,
that was a good one.
For me, like, the school connection almost plays the biggest part. Cause I remember, like, the school going over, like, H1N1 and, like, the Ebola, just, like, the reactions at school.
Isn't there something else you get from a mosquito? Isn't there something else you get from a mosquito that they had for a while?
Malaria?
No, not malaria, but it wasn't like Zika. It was like, you do get malaria, but I'm just saying, there was one other one. Whatever, doesn't matter. Can't think of it. Someone's probably screaming at the radio right now, telling us what it is.
It's
yell louder.
Yeah, we can't hear
you. We can't hear you. Yell louder. We can't hear you over our own voices. Anyway, is that all we got on that one?
I think we're ready.
All right, we're gonna jump into interviews now. Gonna be a lot of fun. A couple people that were with us in Vegas, and we got some good stories to spread. So here we go. All right, now we welcome on a very special guest.
Our most prepared guest.
Most prepared, I would definitely agree. Most prepared, back with the note cards, Mary Jones. Charlie's mom, for those who can't figure it out. Welcome. The first question we got for you today, Mary, might not be in your note cards, but what was your favorite Charlie and Me moment in Las Vegas?
Oh, I love that question. Boy, it would have had to have been, I think it was the afternoon we sat out in the sunshine for a drink and just had time to put our feet up and soak up some sun and have a drink and casually chat.
That was super nice. Yeah, we were outside of
Caesar's.
Bellagio.
Caesar's. Right? Caesar's.
Caesar?
Yeah, because he lived there.
Caesar's Palace. yeah, we're outside Caesar's.
Unplanned.
It was perfect. It was like 65 sunny. We got some nice grain. I looked at each other and we go, summer drinks?
Summer drinks. We went right for the summer drinks, gin and tonics, of course.
Right, summer drinks, that's right. Yeah, I loved it. It was not scripted. It was just what we needed to recharge our battery to keep going the rest of the night. So
Was that right after the Hoover Dam?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That was a great stretch of time we had there.
That was a good day.
They could probably cut drink prices, but I think it was a great time.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. It was, you picked up that tab. It was astronomical. But thank you.
Yeah.
I'm always good for a bar tab.
Yeah. I mean, that's like one of like two bar tabs I think we had the whole week, so.
True.
Yeah, I think I pretty much, oh yeah.
All right, my first question is, we had In-N-Out for the night for dinner. How do you like your first In-N-Out experience? Was it worth the hype?
Okay, actually, I'm prepared for this question, so I did write some notes down. I'm totally glad that we did it for a couple reasons. One, it was on my list of things to do, and two, it was worth not making a two-hour ordeal for dinner. We could just make a quick dip, keep on playing. I've had better burgers. I've had better burgers, but there was nothing wrong with it. I've actually had better fries. I would say the burger was fine. The fries.
Agreed.
Were B minus, maybe. Mm-hmm. And then the whole experience of acquiring it was just amazingly busy, but they shuffled people through awfully fast, so.
Yeah. It was packed at the restaurant.
Yeah. I'm glad we did it.
150 people in that restaurant trying to get burgers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of had the same reaction too. It's a good burger, but like I wouldn't really go out of my way to go hunt it down, I feel like.
Correct.
Bebop's.
I mean, Bebop's is better, I think, and the good old McDonald's is better in my mind.
I'm with you. I'm actually with you on the McDonald's fries. It's tough to beat. You can't find better.
Yep, I agree. The fries were subpar.
Yeah, it was just... They didn't
loved
taste
how we took it to go flavor. And then walked down in the bar at the hotel and ate our dinner.
That was good.
Yeah, that was kind of convenient. Just brought in our own In-N-Out.
Anything goes, apparently. We were never stopped to doing anything. I mean,
anything goes in Vegas.
Except for gambling. How many times we get carded trying to gamble?
Well, they didn't stop us. They just...
That's true. They didn't stop us, but... Yeah, you could almost do anything. You just walk around whenever you want.
Just about.
I have to say, the only thing... After you guys left that morning, Jody and I walked... and had a really good breakfast, and I had gotten a Starbucks coffee along the way, and I wasn't done with it yet. And the only time I got stopped and not able to take a drink or anything was going into that restaurant. They said I had put my coffee down.
Ooh.
Wow.
That's a tough loss.
I bet if it was a beer, they wouldn't care.
Because it goes in Vegas, except for that part.
Except for coffee.
Yeah, it's tough. On the grounds of, like, walking around and everything, what was your favorite part about walking around the strip?
I love seeing the fountain. That was really cool. And getting Covering, I thought we covered a lot of ground.
Oh,
yeah, especially on Friday.
What?
Especially on Friday, we walked a good amount going to the Venetian on Friday.
Yes, and I love that because it helps me get my bearings better and take in the massiveness of it all. And I've talked to people since I've been back, and they were like, "Oh, we stay at the Wynn, or we stay at the something else." I'm like, "Oh, I saw that. I saw that." So I'm glad that we broadened our horizons outside of our little area and took in a lot of the, at least the scenery of the Strip.
Oh yes, yeah, that was fun. A good walk through what seemed like Venice, but felt
that
like
was
a Strip.
One of the highlights for me, just looking up, I was like, "Whoa, I'm in Venice."
That was really cool. I'm glad we saw it.
And it was really strange when we walked through it and it was like 1 in the morning. That's when it was the weirdest. You're like, wait, there's is no daylight there. Out? There's no one here. You look up and it's like the stars or the
blue sky
above you. Really threw you off.
I could have sworn it was nighttime.
I could have sworn it was 1 in the morning right now.
Makes you just rethink your steps a little bit.
So, what would you say your favorite game is in Vegas to play? Gambling-wise.
What I really liked was our day gambling at, I forget where we were. Well, it was the Venetian.
Mm-hmm.
Blackjack there that had the...
The free blackjack.
The free bet blackjack when you double...
The free bet blackjack, yes.
And you push on 22.
Yeah, that was the bad part of it. But the free double downs and the free splits, I think they were free.
Yeah, they were free.
Free double downs, yeah, free splits. Oh, yeah, it was great.
That's my favorite gambling right then.
There you go.
I think we all had decent success there, too.
Yeah, that was my day to have success. I don't know why. For whatever reason.
Whatever you're doing, you're winning.
Yeah, I just kept going.
The dealer was super nice, too, because we all kind of sat down not knowing exactly the exact rules of it and how it all worked, but dealer helped us out and made some money off it.
And you know what else? The dealer and the pit boss, or whatever you call them, they opened up the table for us and put our $25 limit on it.
Yeah, they lowered it. They lowered it to 15 instead of 25. It was really nice of them.
Yeah. I thought that was all very nice. And we had nice people at our table, except the one gal next to you, Grant. I think that she was a little cold.
Oh, that's okay.
Mimosa girl.
It's very, 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 very often that girls sit next to me and are cold, so I wouldn't worry about it.
You did start to talk a little bit towards the end, but boy, she was a tough cookie.
They always warm up, don't worry. So the last question I have for you, Mary, is if you had to describe Vegas in one word, what would that word be? Or our Vegas trip in one word, I should say. Sorry.
Oh, the trip. Well, that's two different questions.
You can go both.
You can go both, yeah.
My one word for describing Vegas is just constant. It never, never lets up.
It's true.
In your face.
Yeah.
For our trip, I would say priceless.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. I was trying to think of that answer myself, and I didn't really have one. That was a good one.
Priceless is a good one.
Fun memories and experiences that you can only have on like a mom and son trip, especially a mom and son trip to Vegas.
Oh yes, yes.
What would your guess be to that question?
Oh, good question. I would say for the trip, it would be. I'm trying to find a really good adjective here.
I was going
to
say busy.
Busy for Vegas, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Busy for Vegas was the one I was going to use.
Bright. Bright lights, never mind.
Bright lights, big city.
For our trip, though, I would say...
this is tough.
Priceless was a really good start.
Hit on the head there.
Probably.
Mine is gonna be Oktoberfest.
Oktoberfest, there you go. Forward thinking, I like that. Well,
Oktoberfest.
I'll reveal mine when I go with my mom.
Okay. Give me some more time. All right, Mom, do you have any questions for us?
It was a very good trip. Thank you very much for bringing us.
Always.
Blast. Do you have any questions for us about the trip, Mom?
What was your favorite thing you did without your mom's?
Got my nose beat in.
Yeah. I say, yeah, either drinking that limited edition bottle of Dom Perignon that I had no business.
Wait, we what?
Yeah. Or just, yeah, the time where Grant and I met as true mobster at the bar after we both lost like $200 pretty quick. We got to take a break, and so we went out and got a drink, and just it was just us and the bartender, and he started telling us his life story. He's from Brooklyn.
Oh, out there, yeah.
Yeah, and he was telling us all about how he used to pop tires and break knees. So
we didn't ask.
Yeah, and then we watched a guy try to steal a beer from him.
That was fun.
Oh, that was fun. God. It was great.
It just was nonstop. There was something going on everywhere you turned.
100%. 100%.
Yep. But fun, nice people. I think we ran into nice people.
Oh, yes.
A lot of Midwesterners. A lot of Midwesterners.
We are.
And Canadians.
I thought I was going to feel unsafe. And I never did feel unsafe.
Because you were with us.
Two bodyguards.
Yeah, the two big guys next to you.
Don't worry. Two huge presence, but yeah.
Two front. Yeah. That was my surprise.
Yeah, it's just a different experience. I recommend going for anyone who thinks they might like it. I think it's a fun trip that everyone should take.
And go with your mom.
And go with your mom. It's even better.
There you go.
All right.
Thanks, Mom.
Thanks, Mary.
All right. Have a good night.
All right. Now we welcome on my mom, Jody Setti. After we had Charlie's mom, we'll come back. Same questions, different person. Same experience, pretty much.
Through a different set of eyes.
In Las Vegas with us. So, Mom, the first question we ask is, what was your favorite Charlie and Me moment in Las Vegas?
Well, it was all lots of fun, but I do think Hoover Dam. Going to Hoover Dam was lots of fun.
All right.
We all enjoyed it. It was a beautiful experience.
Agreed.
It was a perfect day. It was
beautiful.
Wasn't it? Yes. We will remember it forever.
Yeah. That tour itself was amazing.
The first tour of the day, we got right through.
Yeah, the timing of that morning worked out so well. All on.
I know. We had a lovely breakfast in Boulder City and then on to the Hoover Dam. It was great.
Yeah.
It was indeed.
Perfect timing. My first question is, have you ever had In-N-Out before, or was that your first time having In-N-Out burger?
That is the first time I had an In-N-Out burger.
So, did you think it, like, lived up to the hype, or do you think it was, like, worth the craze of that some people have for In-N-Out?
No, I thought it was just another burger.
Yeah, that's exactly what we're all saying.
Bebop.
Like, the fries were just very plain. It was a fine burger, but I don't know if I'd go out of my way to ever get that burger again.
Right. I don't see. But I think it's probably a regional thing. People from that area crave it the way people from our area crave Bebop. So it was okay.
Yeah. Glad we did it, but it was one, yeah, I agree with you on that one.
Nature versus nurture.
Yeah, that's true.
There you go.
For my hamburgers homemade. What was your favorite thing or part of walking on the strip and something you saw?
Oh, there's nothing fun about walking on the strip. Walking on the strip, I really thought it was fun when we were just sitting outside Caesars having a drink, just watching the scenery and enjoying the sunshine.
No way. That was a really nice time. That's exactly, yeah. That was one of Mary's favorite moments.
Oh, good. Wow. We were on the same trip.
So I know you have been to Vegas. You said it was like 35 years ago or so. What was the biggest difference that you noticed from now and then?
And I think I said this to you before, is just how they have claimed every inch of space.
It's true.
Everything is built on. There is nothing, I mean, yeah, you've got the strip, but it's just, you don't have, it's just all so tightly compacted. Excuse me. I still have the Vegas cough. It's just, they've just claimed every bit of space, and I think that's horrible.
Yeah, everything is like on top of each other, and it forces everyone to be on top of each other.
Yep.
And it is certainly, you see, something for everybody. I mean, the slice of humanity that you, it's amazing.
Those potato farmers from Canada.
There you go. They were fun.
They were.
They were fun.
And then we randomly saw them the next day.
Yeah, we saw them again. We saw them all over.
Starbucks.
Yeah, we ran into them a couple times, I think.
Yeah, we saw them in the sports book, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was something else.
So
they were there for a potato farming convention.
How great.
I thought they were joking at first. I just didn't want to say why they're there. And then, nope, they were serious. It was like a group of like 20 people for a potato farming convention.
That's a big business.
Love it.
Yeah.
What would you say your favorite game to play in Vegas, or I guess I'm gonna go with Vegas. In Vegas was.
I thought it was really fun when four of us would be sitting at a table playing blackjack together.
Agreed.
Yeah, that
probably
last
time, the last table in the Flamingo was fine, but the Venetian was the most fun because it just had enhancements that were fun.
Right.
But it was fun just when all of us were sitting together playing blackjack.
We can try to fuck the dealer, you know? That's what you're trying to do.
Buddy system.
Buddy system, but try to mess up the dealer. That's the whole goal.
And it was really fun to tell people that we were on a mother-son trip.
Yeah, we got a lot of weird looks.
You went with your mother to Las Vegas?
Yeah, you bring your mom to Vegas? Of course.
Damn straight we did.
Yeah, it was a great experience. It was a lot of fun.
It was, in fact.
What's our next trip, boys?
Oktoberfest.
There you go, Oktoberfest.
So, last question I have for you is, you have to describe Vegas in one word and our trip in one word.
Do you want two different words?
Yeah, they don't have to be the same word. If they works out that they are, that's pretty cool. I had to come up with mine because Mary answered it, then asked us in return, and I said I'd answer when you got your question. So mine are our trip, one word, lucky. And then for Vegas, just diverse.
Yeah, accurate.
Okay, my word for Vegas is debauchery. Okay. And my word for our trip was, I'll make it a compound word.
Great fun.
Compound word.
I like it. There's a hyphen in there.
Yeah, I'm hyphenating it.
It was both my mom's.
Great fun. Yeah.
My mom's word for the trip was priceless. And I thought that was
I love that.
Pretty poignant.
Yeah,
that was a perfect
way. Well, you can listen to her interview before this, so don't go cheaping out at us. If you guys don't listen, if you two don't listen, we lose half our viewers.
I was going to say, half our viewers are gone.
I think I've listened to all of them.
Good. Do you have any questions for us before we let you go?
Okay, what was your favorite part of the trip?
Favorite part of the trip was when we sat in Batista's hole in the wall at dinner and everyone talked.
That was a good dinner.
That was great conversation, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was fun.
See,
we could have done that anywhere.
So what? That's not...
And we should do it more.
Yeah, that free wine... just brought two bottles of wine on the table. That was, yeah.
It wasn't free. We did pay for it.
Well, yeah. mine was probably just the drive itself to the Hoover Dam and then the breakfast. Just that time in the car plus the scenery. I always enjoy driving in those sceneries. And then winning money, too, is always fun. So
it's always a positive to walk out ahead.
Yeah, kind of two different ones. Sitting at the table for hours on end and then sitting in a car driving.
Yeah, the scenery never changes at the table, though the scenery does change on the other side. So I like it. That's true.
The dancers got up.
The dancers didn't get up top, but at one point, Charlie and I were playing and didn't notice those dancers, and they'd been dancing for like 30 minutes, and we were like, oh.
Yeah, we're like, why did the music change? And then we looked up and was like, oh.
Oh, they're dancing.
Yeah. You weren't missing much, but. And I
that's somebody's daughter.
Asking someone, oh, so your daughter's a policewoman in Vegas.
Yep.
Oh, like those police ones we saw on the corner of the street.
Yep.
Yeah.
Very official police work.
Well, it was a great front of a trip. Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, thank you so much. I'm looking forward to Oktoberfest.
Looking forward to Oktoberfest.
There you go. Oktoberfest, what, 2021?
Yep.
All right.
All right.
Hey, see if you got any other mothers and sons that want to join us.
We'll work on it, trust me.
Just put it out there on the podcast.
It's out there. Any other mothers and sons that want to join us on our trip to Oktoberfest 2021, give us a ring. Tweet at us. bye, Mom. All right, so that was our moms recapping our trip to Vegas with them.
It was a hell of a trip.
It honestly was. We still had just as many like wild moments that you might expect on a trip to Vegas.
We found our way to some typical Grant and Charlie stuff.
You know, found our way to a couple bars, smoked some cigars, and
found our way free into like a true Vegas nightclub.
Yes, we got into a Vegas nightclub, which was, you know, maybe one of the highlights of our lives.
Found our way into a free special edition bottle of Dom Perignon.
Yep.
Not the whole bottle.
No.
I was holding the whole bottle at one point.
He was. Confirmed.
I didn't know what to do with it. I was head over heels.
Yeah, they had bottle service. We didn't really fit in.
I was wearing jeans.
We'd been drinking all day. Didn't fit in.
Yeah, that's fine. Like, we didn't get into the club till like
2:30. 2:30 in the morning, we get in the club. We didn't get home till about 4:30 in the morning.
And in between there, we've like, as weird as it sounds, and true, it's very true. We found ourselves in the classic basement of a Vegas casino.
Yep.
Cylinder brick walls, one chair in the hallway. It was kind of cool. I was in there like, as long as we get out of here, okay, like, this is sick.
Yeah, like, the classic place where they go to rough people up, no doubt.
This is a story.
No doubt people get roughed up there.
You had one of the all-time responses. They were asking you where you were, and, like, if you knew where you were, and you're like, hell yeah, Vegas, baby.
Vegas, baby.
And I was like, you're not wrong.
Did they laugh?
Yeah.
Hey, man, as long as they were happy.
Yeah, so it was a hell of a trip. I walked away pretty even, which was a huge win, and you did better than that, so that only adds to the experience.
Hey, man, still didn't bet away my paycheck, so we get to still keep having fun. So great times. To anyone who is ever thinking about going to Las Vegas with their mom, highly recommend, or with their dad, but.
Worth it.
Like, girls, go with your dad. I the cross gender experience is great.
Keeps
you out of a little bit of trouble, but you still get to get into a lot.
But it's still Vegas, so you're gonna find some.
It's still Vegas, so you still find some. Any questions, please find us on Twitter or Instagram, and we will probably not answer, but ask away.
I think we will.
Maybe.
No one's ever really asked us a question like that in order to put us to the test.
It's true. No one ever has, but we're excited for when someone does. So yeah. Hit us up. Hopefully
The Vegas rule applies.
Yeah.
36 hours to reply.
36 hours to reply. We'll get back to you.
All right, quotes?
Quotes. Charlie, go ahead.
Okay. Mine is, as we're leaving Vegas, we both realized, like, wow, when I'm here, I'm like in a cocoon. I don't know what the hell happened or, like, in the outside world. So my quote is, goodbye, reality. Hello, Vegas.
I love it. My quote is a Kobe Bryant quote, live today to inspire tomorrow. That's exactly what we did in Vegas.
Deuces.
Is the only place I know where money really talks. It says, goodbye. From Frank Sinatra.
That's perfect. It says goodbye.